into my heart. Tonight I wrote, last night I write. Time is an illusion. Free will is a bumper sticker of the divine. Hades rolled out of the underworld, and Apollo laid justice and a bow at my feet. A beautiful woman put a wristband on me at the club, and its numbers read 927151. And I thought of death camps, and I think of reincarnation. I wonder if I was the guard or the prisoner. I wonder if the difference is an illusion. We are all trapped by roles, by definitions, that what links us all is not life, but death. We do not live the same, but we are all perhaps dead the same. And I spoke to a pastor who said, although I projected world, my voice won't be picked up by those who rely on hearing induction loops, but I don't like the microphone in front of me, projecting into my face. It reminds me of the chicken huts, of call centres and the incessant whine, of all the speaking and not listening. I like to listen. I like to hear about their days, about the woman who had a double hip transplant, whose doctors threw her legs over her shoulders one last time for one last dance under the knife. I listened to the woman terrified at her bills for repair work. And in silence, I did what I could to resolve her immediate problem. For her, at least, the muzak played on. I am surrounded by an abundance of things. And I watch box sets all at once. Because when I am really into something, I want to do it until the world falls over its edge. Like Freddie Mercury said, everything is better, bigger. And he died, but his songs live on. I read Slaughterhouse-Five and Mother Night, wishing I could shake the man's hand. I read Bukowski, wishing only that I could nod, hand him a cold beer and a good bottle of bread, and leave him in peace. Tom Waits plays every melody like it could have been his first, and it might be his last. It takes effort to lose at life, to refuse the obvious, to die by your own design. Death is the final comfort. But I'm not ready to be comforted yet, as I'm halfway through a box set, and I'll read this yet in an underground poetry establishment. Somebody might say, I liked some of your lines, and I'll think, I didn't ask for your opinion, but I'll have it anyway. We all have things anyway, and I think of all the ill people rejected by the world's 1%, they turn their backs on us. But Gaia, she feeds me the very same oxygen, bathes me in the same light that touches me from head to toe, that touches them when I walk around in my birthday suit. And I am born again. Every night is a little death, and every morning is a rebirth. So I'd forgive the world, but it didn't ask.